following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
A39 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Well, a lot of things going on last night. State of the state, of course. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. My attention was much more focused on that than the meeting downtown at the Neville over Walmart, which is where we're going to start this half hour. We're going to spend a lot of the next hour on Governor Walker's State of the State address. Reaction to it. I was part of a pretty neat thing. As you may know, I'm a contributor to the Right Wisconsin Conservative website. We did a live blog. Everybody, Brian and Charlie Sykes, who are, of course, central to that, Brian Fraley, they were in it, and all of the different contributors that they have. We all did kind of a live play-by-play. It was very, very interesting. One of the things when we do talk about this is it's amazing the things for which Democrats refused to applaud. When the governor was touting successes, those are everybody's successes. Now, they don't want to believe that those successes are real, and I suppose that's why they wouldn't applaud. But even the governor finally called them out there at a point. We'll get to that. As I said, we'll start with Governor Walker at 9:10, and then we'll get into all of that. Also, I do want to talk about the Democrat who, while sitting there listening to the governor, posted on Facebook that he's full of bleep. So this is what political discourse has come to today. And then I love her defense. No, I didn't say the governor was full of bleep. I said his speech was full of bleep. Cheesiest defense ever. Also want to get into, I have talked in the past about jury nullification, and I want to get your thoughts on this after 10 o'clock. In at least one state, judges will be able to tell jurors they can acquit if they don't like the law. Interesting door to open. As I said, though, I want to start this half hour with the meeting last night, another really an open house session. It wasn't a formal presentation where everybody sits down and listens to what Walmart has to say. But they did another one of these. They did one back in the fall. Turnout was huge, and it was overwhelmingly opponents. Turnout was smaller, well, it is January, versus a beautiful autumn day, and I went to that one. It was a beautiful autumn day. So you can expect that. But there was something else. Now, I've gone to the coverage of three TV stations at random. Just I had time to really go and read three. That would be 2, 5, and 11. No offense, 26. I did three. They all have a similar theme. Before I have Jason play Fox 11's story, I want to point out one of the big things that's discussed in all three is the change of the shape of the store. It's still a big 150,000 square foot supercenter, but it is now square and not rectangular. But I want you to listen to the Fox 11 story. I'm going to comment on that, and then I'm going to comment on the coverage and the perceptions of the three TV stations that I did take a look at. Jason, go ahead.
Walmart officials were back in Green Bay tonight sharing their official downtown store proposal for the very first time with residents. That proposal is calling for a 154,000 square foot store on Broadway. Fox 11's Ben Krumholtz was at the neighborhood meeting and joins us now. And Ben, what did the residents have to say to you?
Well, Michelle, the overall opinion was much different than the last time Walmart held a neighborhood meeting back in September. At that meeting, the majority of people were opposed to Walmart's plan. This time, it was much more even. Tonight, we bring you balanced coverage. Opinions couldn't be more different for two people who have each spent decades in the Broadway district. Gene Lucht has lived there for 49 years.
I think it's going to be good for our part of the town.
Larry Fry's business has been in the district for 32 years.
The Walmart proposal is way out of scale for the district.
Those opinions mirror hundreds of others that showed up at the Neville Public Museum to meet with Walmart officials.
I really wish that they wouldn't build down here.
It could be good and it could be bad, but I mostly see the good.
Walmart listened to the feedback. However, the comments aren't likely to impact the proposal it already submitted to the city.
But we'll continue to work with the city throughout the process. There are things that we can still do to incorporate some of the ideas that we're hearing. Very aesthetic, very easy to do.
Those changes won't come before Monday. That's when the city's plan commission will start considering Walmart's official proposal. It's just the first step of many, but city leaders say the public's input will play a role throughout the process.
I think I'll probably be there Monday night.
Well, city leaders are expecting plenty of people to be there Monday night for the plan commission meeting. Those meetings are normally held in a smaller conference room. They've already scheduled Monday's meeting to be held in the city council chambers.
So the general theme there, a little more balanced in terms of the people turning out, and they're were a sizable number of people supporting the proposed Walmart store. And I was at the previous event. As I said, I was dealing with the state of the state last night, and I just didn't plan on going anyway. I'm familiar with what the current plans are and so on. Well, so let's read a little bit from Channel 2's story. Fewer people showed up to Walmart's public meeting tonight than we saw at their first open house in September. But those who did come seemed to stay longer and engage more with Walmart representatives as they looked at the new designs for their proposed Broadway District store. In the plans Walmart presented last September, the facade was one color, a dark brick-like material. The new plans incorporate several different colors and different types of materials. It's a look that seemed to be well-received. Overall, the front part that faces Broadway, I think that looks pretty good, says Karen Adkins, who lives near the mega retailer's proposed store. She's still not a fan, though. I think they changed the design, and it's more attractive than the first shot, says Dave Dunlop, who also lives near the proposed Walmart. Last September, we saw a prototypical rectangular-shaped store, and the new design Walmart squared the rectangle, making all four sides of the building more equal. And basically, they present a similar story that Fox 11 did, that it's much more balanced in terms of pro and con. Channel 5, WFRV. In downtown Green Bay Wednesday night, a meeting was held by Walmart to let the public see its revised plan. Supporters say the retailer has made significant changes to its proposal for a downtown store, yet some of the Broadway district were not impressed. It was the second neighborhood meeting hosted by Walmart, another step in this process to determine if the retailer will be allowed to build in the Broadway district. Inside the Neville Public Museum, those for and against a proposed Walmart got a chance to see the company's final designs in person. There are a lot of positives, said one man viewing the design. Big box, not a good fit for downtown, said another Green Bay resident. They incorporated changes suggested by the public in the city over the last few months. Essentially, here's my take, and this is just my take, just my opinion, that the TVs were surprised by what they encountered last night. And I give all, at least those three, credit for reporting it that way. Now, here is something I find really interesting, and I've been working this through my head, and I still think this is kind of interesting. Okay, last fall, you overwhelmingly had the negative there, and it was a really nice weather night. You know, it's been snowing, it's been cold. People weren't real excited to get out. Hundreds still did, just not as many as last time. You would think the diehard opponents would be more likely to get out into the cold than those with an open mind, wouldn't you? Unless those with an open mind who like the idea and who would benefit from a Walmart have finally been paying attention. And it's like, we need to get out there. And it sounds like you had a lot of people who just, well, maybe even are engaging in this for the first time. I don't know if this is going to change anyone's mind. It's not, and Ben Krumholz was right, it's not going to change Walmart's mind. They've already submitted their plan. They're just showing the public, all right, we listened to you last time, and this is, you know, we're not here for further tweaking. We're just showing you, we listened to you last time, and here are some changes. Will city officials be listening? Here's something I haven't put to this yet on the air. Anytime we're going to make a decision in this company, we're told to ask ourselves a question. This is something that management here taught me when I first became a manager. If we do this, what's the worst thing that could happen? Look at it and think of all the possible negatives. Here's a question that my boss always asks when he's approaching a decision, when he's given options for action. Here's what he always asks. What happens if we do nothing? What happens if we leave things just as they are? Will life go on? I mean, do we really have to make this move? And it's usually attached to a price tag. Well, okay, we're told that these are the benefits if we spend this money. What happens if we do nothing? So if you live in Green Bay, and particularly if you would ever shop at a downtown Green Bay Walmart, I have those two questions for you. What happens if we do nothing? And what's the worst thing that happens? Now, you are being told what the worst thing is about Walmart. You live in Realityville. There are Walmarts all over the area. What has happened? Does Walmart on West Mason stand all by itself? No. In fact, I can't go there with my wife. Oh, yeah, I got to stop at the beauty store thing there. Okay. And that's fine. Walmarts tend to be anchors. So what really is the worst thing that happens? I'm going to be very honest here. Some smaller shops do go out of business. I think that's unlikely because most of the shops in that area, I don't think, offer a fare that's directly competitive with Walmart. But I'm going to be honest, it could happen. Some of those shops could go out of business. And they're not right across the street, Jason. You're right. I have been pounding on that. Okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, I'm going to be totally honest here. Traffic could increase. It will. There could be lighting issues. I think these are all legitimate issues that were brought up. But what happens if we do nothing? My opinion is, for the foreseeable future, that parcel remains empty and a blight. The reality is, this is something that the area residents need in terms of shopping needs and employment needs. If you're going to be even reasonably objective, it's got way more positives than negatives. Way more. Well, it's just too big. Too big for what? Has anybody ever really answered that question? Why is a supercenter too big? Well, it doesn't fit in with the smaller shops. Okay, so what? So what? Way on the far end of that district, there would be a large retail anchor box store. So what? How does that damage the rest of the district? Most of the complaints here have been irrational. I heard rational ones last night. Traffic is a rational concern. Lighting that might pierce into residential areas? I think that's a valid concern. You know, the parking lot lights, Jason, all. No, I think these are valid concerns. That it will bring crime to the area is a stupid comment. That it's going to put everybody out of business is a stupid comment. That it won't generate any periphery business is a stupid comment. Why? Because all the existing evidence is to the contrary. No plan is a perfect plan. But if we go back to my boss's question, what happens if we do nothing? Okay. The property likely reverts to the city of Green Bay. And in my opinion, and based on what I'm being told, yeah, you can dream about Whole Foods, you can dream about all of that, but they have no specific interest. And I'm, okay. And you have to balance interests when you're in politics. the 300 jobs that it will create, the economic impact it will have with all, you know, with all of its contractors and suppliers, the ability for people to shop down there. You do all of that. You weigh the pros and the cons, and I'm admitting there are cons. But it's impossible to say that the cons outweigh the pros if you're going to be objective. I just don't see it. Don't have a lot of time, but yeah, Jason says we have a dissenting call. I don't have a lot. I've only got about a minute and a half here, if that. So we'll do this very quickly. All right. Tamara and Appleton. Tamara, go ahead.
Jerry, I just need to say that I do live in Green Bay. I'm just in Appleton right now.
Okay.
I absolutely disagree with you. I think the point that's being missed is the uniqueness of the area. You know, these merchants down there have spent a couple of decades building that area up into a unique shopping experience.
Uh-huh.
And to put a Walmart in there, it's not ideal to the uniqueness of the area.
Why?
Well, because it's a big box store.
So?
It's not unique.
So?
You're ruining
No, you're not. It's okay. You know how far in the north end of the Broadway district that is.
Yeah, it's not really that far.
Yes, it is. Tamara, is that the most important issue, the uniqueness of those shops? It's more important than the 300 jobs it would create. It's more important than fixing a food desert.
But I don't think it's just about the 300 jobs or just the uniqueness.
No, I just asked you which is more important.
I think in the long run, it's the uniqueness of the area.
I think you're completely wrong. I think that's just a silly argument. No, it isn't. Those shops are going to be just fine as long as what they need to have unique, Tamara, is a unique product. And that you think that that's, and they will stay in business. That you think that's more important than the overall economic impact of a big store is just nuts. The governor at 9:10, it's 8:56.
Are you concerned about generating enough income?